The following program is a paid commercial presentation. The comments, views, and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff, management, or advertisers of Delaware 1059.
Good morning. You're listening to the Delmarva Potting Shed, and we're live here at East Coast Garden Center, and we have a wonderful day ahead of us, September 22nd. It's our beers and brats and a big harvest festival and so much going on today. Do you want to start with that, all the things going on?
Sure, yeah. Good morning.
You lost your voice.
Yeah, I don't think my mic was on yet.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we got a big day. We have our first day of our Harvest Festival, which is exciting. We've been doing this for like 10 years now. It works in the fact that we're open 8 to 5 today. And you can come out today. Today we'll have the Haunted House, which you said you went in it this morning.
I did, and there was one thing I have to say that gave me goosebumps.
What was it?
Well, I don't want to tell because that'll give away the...
Well, maybe it was a picture of me in there, and then you got real excited.
You know there's a picture of your father in there?
I know.
And that's so funny.
I know.
If maybe when people come to the haunted house, they recognize it.
Yeah, it's cool. And they spent a lot of time making it. This year, it's four times bigger than last year. So.
And it's entirely different. I didn't see anything that was duplicated from
Nothing
last year.
The same.
It's all new
It's
things.
All brand new things.
Yeah. And they are brand new.
Yeah, and it's kind of cool because there's a theme to it. It's actually, without getting into too much detail, it's a funeral home / morgue.
And I said to the people that put it together, which is really funny, I didn't know that kind of information was in your head or those kind of visions.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of spooky that they can come up with that and still be working here every day around us. So.
Yeah,
but they did a lot of cool things in there. It's only $5, so if you want to come out today or any day in the next 5 weekends, you can go through the haunted house.
And I think it's fun. I mean, it's for all age
not,
levels. There's
I know,
nothing like, there that I put a... PG-13 on.
No, I mean, it's good for kids. It's totally kid-friendly. We did that on purpose. I mean, we don't want people jumping out from behind the walls and scaring people. It's not that kind of haunted house. It's just cool visual things that you can enjoy.
I will tell you something funny. I went in there and I was all by myself and I kept saying, is anybody in here? Is anybody in here? And somebody was in the bathroom, which isn't part of that. And they said, just me.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah, well, I said I didn't want anybody jumping out on me at me.
But we also have a lot of else stuff going on that the kids can enjoy. We have our children's garden, which is really fun. It's got a gem mine where you can mine for gems. It has a play set. We have all kinds of games that you can play, putt-putt golf, pumpkin bowling. There's the corn crib, which is a crib full of corn, which was people's favorite last year. Chris went out yesterday and got all the corn and got it filled
There's
up.
Something about a corn crib that's just, it's just so, I don't know, relaxing. I don't know what it is, but.
Have you been in it yet?
Last year, not this year.
Oh. So Chris just came in. Chris is our son, Chris Cordry, and he had a lot to do with all the things that are going on this weekend. I know he made a lot of containers. If you're looking for a container to go on your deck or your patio, they're already pre-made. You can grab them and go. You want to talk a little bit about some of the other things we have as far as holiday decorations for Halloween, Chris?
Sure. I'm excited. Just walking around the garden center today, it really felt like fall. I think we have more fall decor and plant material and just fall things than we've ever had in the history of our company. So it really, really feels like fall in there. We got all kinds of pumpkins and gourds and any kind of... things in that category.
Decorating stuff for Halloween.
Yeah, we have a ton of stuff. Like you said, mixed containers. We have a whole variety of mixed containers. So we have some that are just pansies, but we also have ones that are mixes of perennials and grasses and some shrubs. So we have all different kinds of mixed containers that you can. Something that we just set up today that I'm excited about is our garden porch display. So if you're looking for instant display that you can put at your front door, we have a package that includes two medium-sized pumpkins, a hay bale, two mums, and two corn stalks in bundles that you can instantly decorate your front door. And then there's add-ons. You know, we have a front mat that has pumpkins on it. We have a thing that can go on the door. So that's something fun that you can just grab quickly and be all set up and ready to go for Thanksgiving.
Well, it takes the guesswork
Halloween
out of someone that's not that great when it comes to decorating. You just grab it all. It's a reasonable price. You pay one price and take it all home.
And it's funny, I was thinking about that today. I was looking at pictures of front door decorations, and there's hundreds of ways that you can decorate. So if you're in a hurry, it's already done for you. And if not, there are, I can't even imagine the number of combinations you could put together with all the fall decor that we have here, live and artificial.
It's kind of cool, too, because today at 9:54, I think, fall actually starts. So it's hard to believe summer's over. I know that makes you really happy, Val.
Oh, I thought it was p.m.
It is p.m.
Oh, yeah, so
p.m.
tonight. Yeah.
Yeah, so you got like 12 more hours, and then you're done with summer.
Yeah, you're making me sad. I've got 12
because
hours
of
happiness.
Because of 12 less hours?
No, 12 more hours.
Oh, I got you. So the other thing that we're having today is a big Oyster Brewery is going to be here soon. They're bringing two of their famous beers, and they're going to be free if you decide to come out today. And also, we're cooking our famous brats and hot dogs. So there's a lot going on out here today if you're interested in coming out and seeing what we have. We also obviously have all our plant material, shrubs and trees and all those things that are looking really, really good right now. So I think it'd be the perfect day to come out, walk around, and enjoy being here.
Now, the big question is, I like the brats better, but I know, did we have hot dogs just because our grandson likes
yes.
hot dogs?
Yes. If we don't have hot dogs for Grant, then we're in
come.
Trouble.
He won't visit
and I think
us.
Kids in general probably like hot dogs better than brats. Brats are a little
acquired spicier,
taste.
Yeah,
yeah, they're acquired taste, where hot dogs are straight up. So.
Yeah.
I think that'll make it a lot more fun for the little guys. But we also have our famous brats, Dan and Lance and Corinne, are cooking them as we speak. So they'll be ready by 10 o'clock or so.
Did you say all the things that the little guys can appreciate and enjoy today?
Was that my job?
Oh, well, who wants to
go
say
ahead,
that?
Go ahead, Chris.
Are you talking about the children's garden?
Yes, that's what
yes,
talking
and
about.
Activities.
Yeah,
yeah,
you mentioned it, but so it's every Saturday from now through October 20th. Every Saturday we have a new theme day. Today is our annual kickoff with our free beer and brats. I was trying to think of how many years do you think we've been doing the Harvest Festival, and every year we've given away.
Well, I'm going to tell you, one of the saddest things I saw in the news this week is our friends from 16 Mile are going out of business. Potentially. And when we did Harvest Fest, the very first time is when they opened their brewery. So because they came here the very first Harvest Fest, and we didn't have any idea how many people to expect. So they came with 16 Mile beer because we met them and we thought the beer was great. Well, they went back to the brewery three times because they kept running out of beer. So if we can find out when 16 Mile actually started their brewery, that'll let us know how many.
Yeah,
so.
I was thinking maybe like eight years.
I was thinking maybe even 10.
Yeah, it could be 10. So today we have the beers and brats. We also have a lot of other things going on. We have our winter squash cooking demo. That's $5, but you get to taste all the things that are cooked. We also have Rita's water ice out here. It's going to be a good day for it. It's a little warm today. So,
yes.
And we have our, to kick off the Harvest Festival, we have all the activities going on in the children's garden. So you had mentioned it, but we have the Gem Mime, which is a lot of fun, one of the favorites. The Corn Crib, which is even bigger than last year. We have a pallet maze. We have all kinds of games, pumpkin bowling, and we have
we've got face painting with Stacy today,
yep,
too, so if the kids
painting.
Want to get their face painted.
And there's picture opportunities.
Yeah, all kinds of cutouts that you can do, picture opportunities. We have our butterfly garden. We have our haunted house. We have just endless stuff. And every Saturday from now through October 20th, we're going to have a new big event. So I'm really excited. I'm excited for fall.
some things stay every week, correct?
Yeah, so all the stuff in the children's garden is every week. You can pay $10 and do a lot of those things, and then you can also do some things a la carte. But every Saturday, moving forward, there's going to be something else going on. Next weekend is our pet party. So we're going to have alpacas and llamas from one of our employees, Michaela, which is going to be really fun. And we're also having a pet costume party. The following week, we're doing something that you weren't here last time, but was a lot of fun, was touch a truck. So we have all different kinds of equipment from all different people, from us, from the Delaware State Police, from the fire company. So it's a cool way to get up in person and check out all that equipment.
We did that again because we got such good response.
Yeah, people really seem to like that. So that's going to be fun. The following weekend, October 13th, is going to be our big Halloween celebration. We're going to have trick-or-treat, kids costume contest. We're going to have all different kinds of stuff. And then on October 20th, our final day, is going to be a health fair. I'm sure a lot of you have been to our health fair in the spring, but this is actually going to be with Nanticoke Hospital, and we're going to have a similar event where it's going to be a ton of stuff going on, and we also have a huge yard sale that day. So,
you let it out of the bag.
Was I not supposed to?
You weren't supposed to tell. But I think it's really cool that we got Nanticoke coming because, you know, they're over the western part of the county, and a lot of people over there probably don't know about East Coast and RSC Landscaping. And BB's been so fantastic, but they're over here near, you know, Lewis and Rehoboth. So to get both of the hospitals involved, and we give a lot of the money back that's made that day to help them further their health care. So I really am excited about
that. And a lot of the events are similar, but they're different because they're different organizations that are participating in it. So that'll be interesting. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to, well, all the Saturdays are great events.
Exactly. So there definitely is a lot going on out here today. It's already started. So once you get up and get your coffee and you're ready to take a ride, come on out to East Coast Garden Center and enjoy our Harvest Fest day. It should be a fun family day for everybody.
And we have a lot to talk about today on the show. The next segment, we're going to talk to Linda Forte from Easter Seals.
Okay.
And in the second hour, Mr. Marino is going to be on, and he's going to be talking about Mount Air. So today we're somewhat gearing the show toward companies that give back to the community. And,
right.
You know, certainly Easter Seals is totally a nonprofit give back company, and Mount Air does a lot of projects that I bet
they
people
do.
Aren't aware
yeah.
of, and maybe we'll talk a little bit about the Cordry Charities too.
We could, yeah. There's a lot going on, so that's great.
So two shout outs. One, the Milton Garden Club is having a garden tour tomorrow Sunday, September 23rd, from 10 to 3. Go to Milton and you can explore 7 hidden gardens on Union Street, and that's a great group of people in the Milton Garden Club. And then the University of Delaware has some classes. The next one coming up is Tuesday, September 25th, and that's native seed harvesting. You're listening to the Delmarva Potting Shed. We'll take a break and be right back. To the Delmarva Potting Shed live here at East Coast Garden Center. And over the break, my good friend Linda Forte joined us, and we're going to talk a little bit about Easter Seals and all the wonderful programs Easter Seals offers, because I think everybody knows the name Easter Seals, and I'm just talking from my own experiences, but until Linda started working at Easter Seals, I didn't realize all the wonderful programs that they offer for the community. So welcome, Linda Forte, our Easter Seals representative. How are you?
I'm fine. It's so great to be here. I have just one thing to say. I can never walk in the door here at the Garden Center without looking at 1,200 things. So thanks for the distractions. It's beautiful. Every time I was like, oh, more all the time. It's wonderful.
Thank you
for the good energy you give us all.
Well, I shout out to all the employees because they do a marvelous job changing it. It has transitioned from summer to fall.
Yeah, in a minute.
And
yeah.
It looks like a whole different place.
And it's just beautiful. Yeah, I've already seen 5 things I want to go look at when I'm finished.
We'll have to take a walk through the haunted house. house before you go. But I wouldn't say that's the highlight, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially this PG-13. I like that.
Yeah. So we're talking about companies that give back to the community, mm-hmm. and Easter Seals is right at the top of the list. Do you want to start off with what's coming up in October?
Sure. Oh, I would love to, because we're really excited because our event in October really helps bring in funds for the services that we provide in this region. Our walk with me and 5K fun run is on October 21. It's a Sunday afternoon, which I think is great because it doesn't take your whole weekend or your whole day and night. It's an afternoon. And the other good part is it's at beautiful Baywood Greens. So we walk the first 9 holes, and you can walk the first 1, the first 2, the first 9, whatever you want. And then we go up to the ballroom and have a delicious meal and talk and, can I say that Elvis is there?
Oh, you can, you can.
And this year we also have princesses there.
Oh.
And so Moana is going to be dancing and performing. So all the girls will, well, the guys too, but especially the little girls and the big girls are going to love that. So
Moana is from the Disney movie, for those people that don't know, which,
yes,
I don't know
yes.
who wouldn't know.
Yeah,
but,
not these days.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. No, Rick doesn't know.
So we have a lot, and the state police, the helicopters will be there, and the canines. So we have a lot of, it's not just a walk, but when they come, and we have face painting and games, we have a moon bounce.
I have participated in this several years, and I love it. Well, like you said, number one, it's October, so the temperature is always wonderful.
Yes.
The leaves are changing color. Mm. Baywood is just gorgeous, and you're seeing what you don't get to see unless you play golf.
Right.
And
right.
I don't play golf, so I get to walk.
The inside look.
Yeah, the inside of the beautiful landscaping. Yeah.
Do they actually close the course for you for that day? How do they work around the golfers?
Well, we don't start walking until the last golfer is done.
Ah,
so that's
that
kind of
how.
Yeah, and that's why.
But that's 3 o'clock. I think they do close earlier.
Yeah, because we start at 3, and we only walk the first 9. So even if someone's having a hard time on the 12th hole,
still have
we're not
of time.
In their way.
Right,
exactly. There's no rush.
And the nice thing you have is I walk with my mom on several occasions, and last year she got tired, so there's a continual shuttle that goes around.
Yes.
And so we got to whatever hole we did, and she said, you know what, I'd rather just hop on the shuttle and get back to the food.
And that's exactly right. The food is, and it's delicious food, as you know, Baywood. But it's great because you can walk whatever you want or stop and turn around, or our shuttle, Dewey is the captain of the shuttle.
He was so nice.
Yeah, he's great. He is great. And so he picks up people and gives out water. Like, we have water at each hole.
That's right.
For people, you know, and there's restrooms and all that. So it's really, it's very.
So there's something for everyone, because there were the runners.
Yes.
And then there were the moms and dads pushing carriages.
Right.
And then there were the people that were fast walkers,
right,
and the medium walkers and the slow walkers.
Yes,
so
that's why it's so fun. It's so family friendly. Like, it makes it really easy and fun, and you don't feel like you have to get anywhere. You can just go as far as you want.
And you can't listen to Elvis without smiling. He does a great job involving the audience.
Yeah,
in this,
he does.
In this show.
And you can tell that he loves to be there. You know, like he's an Easter Seals supporter, and so he really puts his heart into it, besides just his regular Elvis heart.
Yeah.
Part of them,
So that's Sunday, October 21st. Now, how would somebody participate in this? What can they do?
Well, you can go online. It's walkwithme.org/Delmarva. Or they can call the Easter Seals office, and they don't have to even touch a computer, and I can help them with that. And they can stop by anywhere, because we have brochures. We'll leave some here. If people are here shopping, which I know we all are, they can pick up a brochure, and it'll have a way to register that way. So you can walk with a team. You can walk as an individual, however you want to do it.
And what are some of the things that Easter Seals does? Because I was surprised when I talked to you about all the different facets of Easter Seals.
And well, me too, because before I start working for Easter Seals, I always thought of kids, and that was who Easter Seals helped, which is very true. It started out that way in the early 1900s. The neat thing is, as of today, Easter Seals is the one agency that serves every age. And as you know how I love the people who are 50 plus.
Yes, yes.
I love to be able to say that Easter Seals keeps people out of the nursing home. So they can come to us and spend the day, get super care and fun, really very caring, wonderful staff that work with the adults that come and spend the day. Then the adults can go home at the end of the day and be in their own bed at night with their family. Their family could have been working that day or going to lunch with a friend. all of that, but it keeps them out of the nursing home. I love to tell people that because, you know, we care about people who are in that spot.
That's so important.
Yeah.
And then the programs for the children, what are some of the things there?
The children, oh my goodness, and they have a wonderful, wonderful program there at Easter Seals. You know, the upstairs is full of fun games and toys, and the therapists are there one-on-one with the kids. Again, we start out with like 0 to 105 is the age group that we cover. But our therapists, physical, speech, occupational therapists, we have special programs like cerebral palsy and autism, all of every kind of disability that a child would have. We are able to do it. We go into their homes. We go into their schools, to their daycare. We follow the child either when they come to us or we go to them for care, for therapy.
Well, Linda Forte, thank you so much. Easter Seals, thank you so much. And it's always great seeing you and hearing from you. And remember, Easter Seals and Sunday, October 21st. And every day, we're taking a short break with the Delmarva Potting Shed. We'll be back.
The following program is a paid commercial presentation. The comments, views, and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff, management, or advertisers of Delaware 1059.
Good morning. We're back here live at East Coast Garden Center for our kickoff Saturday of our ninth annual Harvest Fest here. I'm Lance Mears. I'm one of the maintenance managers here at RSC Landscaping. I'm here with Rick and Val. And there's a lot going on out here today, isn't there, Rick?
Oh, my goodness. It's going to be a fun day. I can't wait to eat one of your brats. You want to let the people know what your secret formula is, or you got to keep it under the wraps?
I'll keep the recipe under wraps for now, but definitely come out and check us out. We're doing free brats and dogs from 10 to 3, so come on out. They are our special blend of herbs and spices.
Right.
Are you going to have one, Rick?
100%, maybe two. I know I got to go get one for Lawrence. He usually eats the very first one, so I'm not sure if he's going to eat a brat or a hot dog. But we'll find out.
And it's funny, this morning I was thinking about secret recipes. So I think what we'll do is a compromise because the... So good.
Well, the cool thing is it's not just a boiled brat. I mean, there's all kinds of spices and herbs, and it's cooked in beer, and, I mean, they're really, really special.
But
they're
let's say that if you come out and you ask Lance, he'll tell you the recipe.
He will?
Yes, because I don't think you should keep things secret that are happy.
Well, that's
things.
Up to Lance. It's his recipe. If he wants to divulge the information, Lance, what do you think?
And while you're out here getting one of my famous, while you're out here getting one of my famous brats, I'll tell you the recipe. But while you're here, you can also pick up a... your favorite brew from Big Oyster.
They're going to be here
as well, right alongside of our table. So I think a brat and a beer goes hand in hand on a fall
Saturday. Not only that, but the price is right.
Exactly.
And if you want to get your vegetables at 1 o'clock, we have the winter squash cooking demo. So you can
you can come and get beer, brats, and your, get your veggies in for the day.
So if you had to pick one of the three, are you going to get the hot dog, the brat, or are you going to get the winter squash?
I think I'm going to go with the brat. And the great thing about the brats and the beer today is they're free. So everyone that comes through the door gets a token and come check us out. You know, you can't beat a free dog and a free brat and a free beverage today.
Well, the crazy thing is, Lance, we've been doing this for, like you say, 9 years. We looked it up and saw how long it had been. And we've been doing free hot dogs in our business probably for the last 20 years. Mom and Dad used to be the ones that gave them out back in the old greenhouse.
Yeah.
And the mom was, you know, she was the one handing them out. Dad was the one cooking them. And people enjoyed it. You know, they were, how much do I owe you? And we always said nothing. It's free. It's just kind of our payback to the community for all the support they give us over the year.
Right. And it's not just an adult-friendly day. It's very kid-friendly today. We have a lot going on out here for your kids. We have hay rides. We have a corn crib, a haunted house that's kind of spooky. I walked through it on the way
in. Did it scare you?
Scared me.
It did? Really?
So,
there was one thing going through that gave me goosebumps. Did you? And I don't want to tell them what it is.
I'm not
going to
give it away, but you better have your eyes peeled in there.
So, there is a lot going on in there. Like we said earlier in the broadcast, it's really four times bigger than last year. So there's a lot to see in there, and they really, really worked hard to make sure that it's unique. It's totally different than last year, and but it is also friendly for kids. So if the kids, want to go in it, don't be afraid that they're going to get spooked out.
Oh, and we have a caller on the line, and I can see that it's my friend from the Milton Garden Club. So we're going to take a break and talk to the caller. No? Is she on there? Hi. Good morning.
Hey, Ben. Thank you so much for giving us a plug, as you usually do. And
ready. You're a great group. Go ahead.
We're getting ready. Tomorrow, rain or shine, we're going for it. And the gardens are beautiful. We have seven gardens, and it's right up Union Street this year. And we have quite a few artists. And we have Dan on the steel band, his little steel drums. And we're looking forward from our, support of our community.
So what time should they arrive?
It's 10 to 3, and if you haven't gotten your ticket yet, it's only $15, and it's right in front of the Milton Historical Society.
Great. So can you tell people where the Milton Historical Society is located?
Yes, it's right on Union Street across from our Milton Library, and we'll be selling plants, and we have a food tent, we have a bake sale, and then we have all sorts of great artists this year.
And I know not only are you great gardeners, but you're great cooks, too. So
a lot of them are very good cooks. So,
Yes. And not only the beautiful gardens, but the Garden Club has done a great job at beautifying Milton. So they can go along through Milton and enjoy all the beautiful plantings that you've done. Because you work, very hard.
Exactly, and we're getting ready to do our fall plan in the next couple of weeks. We're hoping we get some cool weather here,
It's around the corner.
I know.
Well, thank you for calling in, and good luck tomorrow on your garden tour. It'll be a beautiful day to walk through Milton.
And thank you. And my family's coming over to your big fall festival today, so I'll see you later.
Oh, good. All right. Well,
thank you.
Wave to me when you come
in. I will.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have a great day. Thanks.
Val, I thought for one second maybe we'd get away from East Coast for a second. Lance is our maintenance manager for RSC Landscaping, and I thought maybe worth him mentioning to the listeners of what they should be thinking about in restoring their lawn for the fall, and then we can get into maybe some of the bed maintenance after that.
And I just want to say, because this makes me smile, Lance is the featured person on our sign if you don't have big muscles.
Are you trying to make the man feel bad?
No, because the whole idea is if you don't have big muscles, come see Lance.
Well, they should have had a before and after. They could have put me on the sign with no muscles, and then they could put Lance on the sign with the big muscles.
Well, anyhow, that was just a funny aside.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool sign, actually.
So like Rick was saying, just to talk a little bit about what we're doing here, we're transitioning to the fall, so it's important to prepare your lawn accordingly. Right now, we're busy overseeding and aerating lawns, and people ask, why do you overseed and why do you aerate?
Right.
And I think it's important to aerate. First off, I mean, your soil can get compacted, and aeration allows, important nutrients, soil, and air to reach the deep roots of the grass that you're preparing to seed. And seeding also helps to thicken up the lawn, which, thicker grass helps to prevent invasive weeds from coming through, right, Rick?
That's the best natural remedy. Everybody puts on chemicals, or a lot of people do, and that sometimes is necessary. But if you can maintain a thick lawn, the lawn's going to choke out those weeds. So
exactly.
That's definitely important. And we need to look at that now, because the only time I feel like we can really truly seed and have success is in September and October.
Exactly. The temperature's right. It's not too hot. And then also it's right before all the grass and seed goes dormant in the wintertime.
Yeah,
so
it's a great
time.
You're exactly right. And the other thing is, if you try to seed in spring, well, I'll wait till the spring. The problem is now all that seed is regerminating, and it's going to outgrow and outperform the turf that we like, which is a tall fescue.
Exactly. So, and to help supplement the seeding, we also are putting down our fall fertilization,
right,
which helps, promote root growth and help the seed push out nice in the spring.
Yeah. And, a lot of times people think, well, why would you do that? Or why would you even do a winter fertilization, which is our last treatment? And the main reason we're doing that is because we want to try to encourage root growth.
Exactly.
And the root growth is going to make that grass way more sturdy and vigorous in the spring.
It'll help it push out flush in the spring, right?
So what would I be doing this time of year if I was looking at maybe putting my flower beds to sleep?
If you were looking to do that, stuff's, you know, getting ready to be done blooming for the season. So we're going to come in and trim everything back. We do kind of like a one-time fall cleanup that you can do. If you're on our maintenance package, you'll be seeing us monthly at your property. And we'll be tying things up here in late November. Give us a call. We'll be happy to come out and do your fall cleanup.
All right, man. Well, thanks a lot, Lance. We super appreciate it. I hope you get a line over there at the Brat Machine before too long.
So. I got to get back to my Brat. Stan's getting nervous.
He
without
does
me
get
there.
Nervous without your help. I know when I used to do Brats with Stan, and we've done it for years, he always panicked unless I was standing right beside him.
So remember to come in and say hello to Lance.
I'll share the secret recipe with you. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thank you.
And I also wanted to shout out to Lance. Fridays, you have a group get-together, and you take turns having breakfast. And Lance had it this past Friday, and he outdid himself. He had a wonderful
some
breakfast.
Some of us cheat on breakfast, and we'll go to Russ's store, which is wonderful, and get breakfast sandwiches for everybody, which we all love. But Lance went up and beyond the call of duty. He had a casserole. He had a bread with sausage. I don't know if his grandmother helped him or if he did it all by himself. But
we'll keep that a secret,
yeah,
right?
But it was a great breakfast. And everybody loved it, and thanks to Lance for that. So he's, you know, the craziest thing is we do a rotation from age, and Lance, there's like 12 of us that go every Friday for that breakfast, and Lance is the youngest, and I'm the oldest.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
and
depressing.
I also have a shout out to my friend from Stokely. Thank you for listening. She called in and said she listens to the radio show every Saturday. Thank you. And another shout out too. I went on a bus trip with my mother through the Cape Henlopen Senior Center, and the couple sitting in front of us said that they listened to the radio show. So
didn't somebody say they recognized your voice before they even knew who
you were? They did. So that was
cool.
Fun.
Yeah.
And we had a great trip. We had a bus trip up to Quebec City and Montreal.
Did you go into many gardens up there? Was there that much a garden?
Yes. That's a French-speaking province, and you really felt like in a lot of areas you were going back into France. And
oh,
so
wow.
You had the window boxes with the beautiful flowers and the containers. And yes, and I think too, sometimes when you have a shorter summer season, you celebrate the colors even more so. So there were all kinds of colors. The fall colors had not yet started. There were tiny bits of reds and oranges just beginning.
I wonder if they're ahead of us.
Oh,
they should be
yeah,
way
they
ahead
would
of
be.
Us, right?
Yeah, but their summer annuals were still looking absolutely gorgeous, and they use tropicals too
right.
in a lot of their landscapes. So, I think the idea of beautifying cities and the countryside and homes is just increasing more and more every year.
And actually, we've actually postponed our planning of fall plantings, Val, just because the summer annuals here look so fantastic as well. You know, you hate to pull out a perfectly good annual. Knowing that frost is going to kill it, but then at the same time, it's hard because if you take that out now and put your pansies back, they'll last all the way till next summer. But a lot of people are still enjoying their flowers. So up to this point, we're going to postpone it maybe a week.
Yeah, it's a fine line there because you want to enjoy your summer annuals as long as you can, but you want to get your fall plantings
right.
in so the roots can get established. We're going to take a short break. And we'll be back maybe with Mount Air coming up and talking about the wonderful programs they have for the community. You're listening to The Potting Shed. We'll be right back. Morning. You're listening to the Delmarva Potting Shed, and if you like plants, this is the place to listen. And this program, we're offering the idea of the companies in Sussex County that give back to the community. So we had Linda Forte with Easter Seals, and now we have Mr. Moreno from Mount Air, who is here to talk a little bit about the programs that that you're assisting with in the community. So thank you for coming today.
Well, thank you for having me. It's great. This is quite a facility you have here.
Oh,
I'm telling you.
You,
Ray. I see the work you've done around the community, including with us, and
right.
we'll talk about that later. But this place is something to be seen. Anybody who doesn't know the East Coast Garden Center must come down this road. First of all, you have to find a road, but it's easy. It's easy to find.
Once you're here the first time, it's easy.
Yes. It's easy.
Right.
But this is a happening. This is an experience. This is the Disneyland of forestry.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
yes.
We do a lot of research to try to keep on the cutting edge of new varieties and new plant material, and a lot of the stuff that we sell, we grow. So we have total control over what our inventory is and how we present it. And with the new greenhouse now, it really shows pretty. They've done an awesome job of getting it decorated for the fall season.
Well, you know what I like? I got into this because I'm so enthused about this, the whole operation here. But you can come here in any weather,
right,
and not get wet.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, with a new greenhouse and the expansion, I mean, all we got to do is shut the roof. It's like a big football stadium. If it starts raining, just shut the roof.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I think it'd be better to shop here during the bad weather, inclement weather.
Well,
because where else are you going to go?
Yeah,
this
what
is
else
all
you gonna
beauty
do?
Here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we thought we'd take a few minutes. Mount Air has been an absolute wonderful new customer of ours recently. Over the last couple years, they've given us a lot of business, and I think it's a good partnership that we've allowed ourselves to get tied up with you guys. We've done a lot of things at different sites and different buildings. But I wanted to take the first segment and maybe let you explain to the listeners what Mount Air does for the community and what you might have to be coming up in the fall.
Well, you know, the first thing I'd like to talk about is, which is right around the corner, is Thanksgiving. We're already into Thanksgiving, and as you know, for 24 years, I started the Thanksgiving for Thousands.
Wow!
It's actually a trilogy. We go Thanksgiving for Thousands in November, and then at Christmas, and then at Easter. So
you do it three times a year?
We do that those three times. Yes.
Oh wow! I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I call that the Thanksgiving Mount Air trilogy for Thanksgiving. We'll do 8,500 boxes this year. We've
8,500. I'm letting that sink in.
8,500.
You must have a workforce and a half to get all those put together in a short amount of time.
Tremendous amount. We over the last 24 years, we have actually packed and delivered 7,800 75,000. Let me get it over with.
Go ahead. You got it.
750,000.
750,000 boxes?
Let's graduate it. Right up to 750,000
boxes. Congratulations.
My
That's
goodness.
That's almost the state of Delaware.
Wow.
I was during my high school. You know how many people, and that wasn't even, my goodness, that's amazing.
Yeah, and this year we'll do the 8,500.
Will you do it again? The same amount in, at Christmas and at Easter? Or does the boxes vary?
No. For Thanksgiving, for Thousands, we do it as a broad brush to the whole community, all of Delmarva. And so, therefore, organizations, Easter Seals, all of those organizations will call in.
Okay.
And then we'll set it all up, and then we will pack on that day, which is usually the Monday before, always the Monday before Thanksgiving. We actually then deliver to sites where there are pickups. Then the next day, the following day, that's the Tuesday. The other two holidays, it's only for those food banks, organizations, churches, their services to serve that community. Easter is strictly for churches.
Huh.
It's strictly for all the churches. Actually, Easter and Christmas come out about the same, about 2,500 boxes then.
Wow, that's still a lot.
Mm. Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Yes.
So we got about a minute and a half before the break, and we'll have you come back after the break. But what other kind of things are you looking to do this fall? Some of the other, I know you do the scholarship with WBOC. Everybody knows you're famous from that. So I know our son Chris actually won it back about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yep.
You want to talk about that for a second?
Sure. We do the scholar athlete, and that we'll do. I'll tell you three things we do: scholar athlete on one station. The Better Delmarva Award on 47, and then latest with WRDE, we do It Takes One to Know One, and that's the latest one I started just recently, and that's for anybody over 55 doing interesting things in the second half of their life.
Oh.
I say the second half is a winner, and it's very interesting to talk to people who have, you know, rejuvenated their lives by doing great things. So with the scholar athlete, It must be recommended by the school.
Right.
All of that has to come through. You have to have what we'll get into, we can maybe finish
that. Yeah, let's
that
take
up.
The break.
Yeah, I'm curious about this.
Real quick, and we're going to come back after the top of the hour.
All right, and we'll find out more. You're listening to the Delmarva Potting Shed. We'll be back.
The following program is a paid commercial presentation. The comments, views, and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff, management, or advertisers of Delaware 1059.
Good morning. You are listening to the Delmarva Potting Shed live from East Coast Garden Center. My name's Rick Cordry. I'm sitting here with my wife, Valerie Cordry. And we have Roger Marino here from Mount Air Farms. We have started a relationship with them. I think it's been about 2 years now. And it's an amazing facility of how they have supported our business. It's crazy. Back in the day, Roger, my dad, grew for Townsend's, which was prior to Mount Air. And so we have a long history of association with chickens and chicken farming.
Tell them your association when we started the business.
Yeah, well, actually, my brother Steve and I, we started the landscape business sort of indirectly by cleaning out chicken houses for Dad because he couldn't get people in soon enough because, as you know, the quicker you can get your houses ready, you get another flock of chickens
in. Absolutely.
So it was critical to get that fifth flock in, we always said. If you got four, you didn't make as much money. You get the fifth, it was all kind of gravy. So we got into it, bought some case loaders to help Dad clean out chicken houses, and then that turned into the landscaping business as things proceeded through the years. So we have quite a history of chicken farming, and his dad actually started a lot of chicken farms, and this particular property here had four chicken houses on it at one point in time. So where all the shrub houses are now, as you come down on the lane to the left, that was all a chicken farm. So
Well, 30 years ago? No.
Well, the chicken farm was there when we started the business. We still had chicken houses here when we started our business back 28 years ago. So we got quite a history. But why don't you mention a couple things about how you've beautified Millsboro as people go down 24. It's such a beautiful sight to be able to see what you guys have done.
Well, actually, we did it because you have the expertise to do it. And it is absolutely gorgeous. You know, when we built the new building,
right.
our office.
That's quite a building, by the way. It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful building.
Yes, it is. Inside really and is. Out. Yeah.
It really is. And you folks came along and started doing some what I called then gardening. I said, boy, they're doing a nice little gardening job. Then it went on and on and around, and it just kept growing and growing. All the way around the building. It's beautiful. Coming to the office in the morning is a treasure.
Oh, thank
just
you.
Just to see, just to go in there and you feel good.
It does. It is a good feeling.
It's a good feeling for employees, to come to work and know that their surroundings are clean. They're growing. They're beautiful. They're flowery. And then on top of that, you built this walking path in the back for our employees. It's a mile long, and
right.
It's
a mile long one way, so if you got to turn around, come back, it's too much. It's a walk.
And some of our guys run it.
I know. They run it like a couple times just on their lunch break.
That's the truth.
Yeah, exactly.
Lunch is when a lot of people do it.
Right.
And it's beautiful. You've got this this walkway and a little bridge going over, and you built all this through the woods. So it's beautiful. I mean, and for employees, that means a lot. It really means a lot.
Well, it shows you care about them.
Even the hardened employee has to look at this and say, you know, this is nice coming in there, you know, especially when you know in your little garden, the little thing you have, and that's something I wanted to talk to you about, Ray. You've gone not only in our facility in Millsboro, but you've gone to Selbyville, You've got the other you've gone around other locations of ours.
Yeah, we originally we only had the one location, which was the hatchery / office building, but now we're probably up to almost 10. And it's crazy that you guys are putting that much time and effort into beautifying your facilities, because it really shows, and I think it really shows not only to the employees, but it also shows to the community that you care about beautification, you care about plants and nature and things like that. And Chris, our son, joined. He took his mom's headphones, so she's probably sitting there with her hands on her hip mad. But Chris has also been an intricate part, Roger, about getting what we call our color program into your facilities as well.
Yeah, so I think that makes a huge difference. So we do a program where we provide seasonal color for different facilities. So it's ever-changing with the seasons. We show plant material that will thrive in that given season. So in the summertime, which is coming to an end right now, we did a lot of different begonias and lantana, and it just adds a ton of color. You really can't get color like that from any other plant material except an annual that continues to bloom all season long. We're about to switch to the fall season right now, where we feature different pansies, different violas, different things like that. So that'll be the next. And it really just gives you, you know, your landscape's beautiful, but you want that pop of color and that ever-changing. So, you know, when somebody comes to your facility, they see a whole new look with every season.
What about trees? Do you get into trees?
We do. We do a lot with trees. We actually started a small memorial garden. As you first come in the back part of the new office building, there's three plum trees there in honor of three different employees. And I think what the game plan is as they want to honor people that maybe unfortunately passed or people that are retiring, that'll become maybe a small little forest of ornamental trees that people can go and appreciate.
Now, I have, I'm looking at my, doing a lot of renovations around my house. Kitchen, I know you don't do kitchens.
That's not our specialty.
But outside, I want to take down all of these these large trees. I have 21 of them back there, and I just want to get a plan.
Right.
Now, if a homeowner, I know what you've done on a large scale for us.
Correct.
But let's get down to a little guy like me.
Well, how would that work, Chris?
How would you do that?
Yeah, so we do any size project. No project is too small or too big for us, and we actually have 5 designers on staff that can come to your property, listen to the ideas you have, and then suggest ideas that they might have to beautify your landscape. As far as landscaping goes, we can do anything you can think of, from hardscaping to irrigation to, you know, all kinds of plant installs.
Outdoor lighting. Water features.
Yep. Pretty much anything you've ever thought of landscaping, we can make your, you know, dreams a reality. So if you have any ideas, or, you know, you'd like us to provide you with ideas, we'd be happy to do it.
Yeah, like Leland's. Leland's now are becoming a plague.
Right.
Everywhere. Mind the 21 of those trees are Leland's.
Yeah, you're not gonna miss
them. 2 stories
high. They're problematic to a point. There's a lot better plant material now you can select for that screening.
I want to get them down. I think I want to take them down. I want to get them, and I want to just get an idea. But, you know, what we're doing now is my game. What you're doing on a daily basis is your game.
Yeah.
And that's who I look for. I look for somebody who has some expertise. When I'm doing the kitchen, I want to get somebody in there who can give me a plan.
For sure.
Tell me what I should do.
Well, you're probably like I am. You're a visual guy. So if they can show you how it's going to look, and then you can decide for yourself whether you want to spend that money in that direction or go in a different direction. But a lot of the designers, they'll actually print out a total color rendition of what they're actually promoting for your landscape. So you really get a good feel where it's, you know, what it's going to look like, where maybe some of the hardscaping areas might be if you want an outside kitchen or an outside patio. They put all that on a big plan and present it to you, and it gives you a real good feel and a comfortable feel of what you're going to be spending your money on.
The other good thing is not only do they give you a plan, they'll provide you with pictures of the plant material. And what's really unique about us is we have all the plant material on site, so we can have you come out here and actually show you the plant material that's going to go into your landscape. So it'll be this actual plant. So that's really nice. Sometimes it's hard to visualize from a plan or a picture, but if you can see the actual specimen that's going to be in your yard, that's a huge advantage for us.
Now, who comes out on site?
There's 5 designers, right, Chris?
Yep. So we have 5 designers on staff. Also, my dad and I both design.
You design?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Oh, okay.
Have you seen all our container gardening?
Oh, yeah. Hey, you do containers. That's true. I take it back. I'm sorry.
He's hard on me, huh?
We'll talk about that later, yeah. He says.
So we do have, you know, up to 7 designers that can come out. We also have a lot of people that are experts in different fields. So we have a landscape, you know, expert, lighting expert. So they can come out there and really, like I said, provide you with anything, any dream that you have with a landscape. We can make it a reality for you.
Well, I'm really intrigued by this because the timing is it's great for me. But, you know, I'm thinking about changing my deck outside, which is a huge deck. I'm thinking about that. So the best time, am I right or correct me, is before you get involved in any of that outside, the decking and all this other stuff, is to get you folks in, right? Give you an overall plan.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think that's important to plan out your entire project from start to finish. Even if you want to do it in phases, we can do that, but get, you know, the master plan first, and then you can decide where you want to spend your you know, funds from there.
Now, spending, that's something that's interesting. Because most of us say, the first thing they say is, what's it going to cost?
Right.
Well, how do you know what it's going to cost until you get the whole plan, right?
That's exactly. Plan. But like Chris says, we can phase it out. So if you have a budget of $10,000, but your wants are $20,000, that's not a problem. Because what we can do is we can come in and do the first phase and get that done. There is an order of the way you should do things. In other words, you don't want to put in the plants until you have the hardscaping in, because then you're going to go back and damage the plant. So there is a section that you should do certain things at certain times, but we definitely phase out a lot of people's landscape designs based on budget.
My goodness, here I am doing the interviewing. So how do we get in touch with you?
Well, there you go. Our number for RSC Landscaping is 302-945, almost forgot it, 5853. I've only said it 10,000 times. So if you dial 945-5853, you'll get one of the ladies in the office, and she'll get your information, and then she'll take that all down and get it to one of the designers, and within a day or two, they'll contact you directly.
Now, how far do you go?
We love Sussex County, so we try to stay in Sussex County, and we're fortunate enough that we've had as much business as we could handle in Sussex County. We have gone up into Middletown on occasion for special jobs, and we've gone into Ocean City for special jobs, and we do some work in the Eastern Shore, Maryland, but for the most part, Sussex County, wouldn't you say, Chris?
Yeah, you can also contact us through our website. It's rsclandscaping.com. On the home page, there's an area that you can request a quote or design, so you can provide all the information from there, and then we'll take that information, and one of our designers will call you right away and set up the consultation from there.
Well, that's fantastic.
Well, it's been great. And, you know, today is Mount Air Days. So anybody from Mount Air, we're giving you a special discount today. So if anybody from Mount Air is listening to Roger, feel free to come out, get your free brat and your free beer. We're going to be here all day. I think the beer and the brats go till 3 o'clock, and the events stay open till 5, so it's just getting started, actually. So it's been great having you on here, Roger. I appreciate your time and effort.
I think it's fantastic. Don't forget now, Thanksgiving for Thousands. If you're interested in volunteering, contact me at 302-934-3123. That's 302-934-3123, and we'll put you to work. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. We have over 400 volunteers who come out and work with us.
Okay, well, thanks again. We'll be back in a minute.
Of a potting shed, and I'm Valerie Courtry, and I'm sitting next to Lawrence, and Rick left over the break to get brats, and he never came back, so here he is. Oh, he brought Lawrence a beautiful brat, yeah, and I almost couldn't get my headphones on because I had given them to Chris, and I didn't realize the headphones, you can put them on to the left side or the right side, so Rick and, or Chris and I must wear them opposite.
Well, you are left-handed.
And
he's right-handed, so that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, so
we just got Lawrence. I want to let you know, Lawrence, you got the very first hot dog. They just got ready, and then Mr. Marino got the very first brat.
Ooh.
So we have started the tradition. I'm looking hot dogs and brats. And
I am looking forward to the cooking demonstration.
Is that at 1 o'clock?
That's at 1 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
And you can come.
Are you not doing the demonstration?
No,
right?
No.
Are you going to participate?
I'm going to listen and watch. And
you know, it's $5, and you get to eat with their cook, and you also get a glass of wine.
Yeah,
which is kind of like we're just doing it to break even, but it's kind of going to be a fun event.
It will be. And we were saying how you transition from summer to winter. Like in summertime, you have the zucchinis and yellow squashes, and winter squashes have the tougher.
What do they look
outside
like?
Skin? No, it just has a tougher
outside
skin.
Is that
the
one that you bake in the oven?
Yes, because so that would consider, I mean, pumpkins are winter
squash.
But then you've got the acorn squash and the spaghetti squash and the there's so many different ones. So
guess who else just showed up?
Who?
Big Oyster Brewery is getting their beer tapped right now as we speak. And we're giving away free beer today, Chris. Is all your friends going to come and wipe us out?
No, they might. I have to send out a text to
you
everybody.
You should send out a group
know.
Text everybody in your contacts to let them know the Big Oyster is giving away free beer.
We might
beer.
Not have any beer left if I do that.
Well, they might go back, but not that far away. In Lewis, they can go back and get more if they need to.
That's right.
And then, so if you would like to talk to us on the radio, you can give us a call at 302-839-1059, or you can text us at 302-839-1059. We always love hearing from you because hopefully you're having some fall projects. Fall is the best time to plant.
Yes, it is.
And the reason being is the temperature's cool. The roots get a chance to be established.
Well, plants just don't go under stress in the fall like they do in the heat of summer.
Yeah, and we were talking about trees. Plant a tree. So many people are cutting down trees and taking trees away. So I'm on a...
You're on a replant.
A mission to
and we have a good selection of
trees
left. So if you're looking for any trees, I mean, you could come out here and pretty much find any species that we typically have still. You know, it's going to get less and less as we get into the fall because a lot of people do buy their trees in the fall. But right now we're really stocked well, and we're actually buying in new plants every day. So when we run out of stuff, we don't run out.
And we're open 7 days a week.
We are?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. 8 to 5 every day, but Sunday, and I think that's 9 to 3.
It's back to 4.
Back to 4? Okay,
yeah,
good.
So it's back to 4.
Good.
One of my favorite plants in the fall that we're having a big shipment come in is camellias.
Oh.
I guess you guys like them too. So our fall and winter blooming camellias are all arriving, I think, on Wednesday. So I'm really excited about that. We use a lot of those for our containers. One of my favorite is the Yuletide, which has a beautiful red bloom that blooms in the late fall and into winter. So it's awesome to see snow on the ground, which I'm not ready to talk about. But with that beautiful red flower, we also have white camellias and pink camellias, all different kinds of camellias coming in that are all featured fall bloomers. So
did you tell your mother what you did? He took your order, Valerie, and added 200 more camellias to it yesterday.
Well, good.
So
I'm
I don't even
glad.
Know. It might be like 5 tractor trailer loads coming down the lane with camellias.
Yeah. We have a lot of containers to do for the fall season. We're about to start that next week. So.
Did you start that Monday?
Yep. So I'm excited about that, switching everything over to the fall season. It gives you a whole new look. I love the summer tropicals, but I'm getting, you know, over them, and I'm ready for the next season.
Let me ask you this. I asked the both of you, because I think Mom's different than me, which thank God for that. But anyhow, don't you think that at some point in time, even if your flowers are beautiful, you enjoy the change? Or if the flowers are beautiful, you want to keep them forever? Val, you answer first.
I think for the first time, I'm really appreciating fall and the changes.
Really?
So, yes.
No, I'm surprised at that answer, because I know you used to always hate it when we had to take the flowers out and things. But for me, I hate to pull flowers out, but they're going to die frost anyhow. So it's not like you're giving them a shorter lifespan. But something about the change of the seasons.
Well, this morning I was looking at pictures. I sent some to you, Chris, on Pinterest and other websites of fall decorations and the pumpkins and the kales and the cabbages and the on and on and on. We've got all the different kinds of pumpkins and squash. And then things that people don't even think about, we have the different ornamentals. So if you come out here and take a walk around, if you would want to put something together that's uniquely yours, there's plenty of things.
Why don't you tell them about the little package that you put together? I know you might have mentioned it earlier, but I think it's a cool idea.
I love this idea.
Yeah, so it kind of takes the guessing work out of it. We created a package where it's a fall decor package for your front door. It includes 2 medium pumpkins, a hay bale, 2 bundles of corn, and 2 mums. So it's just a quick and easy way that you can get your house looking like fall.
And it's not expensive, is it?
No, it's $44.99 for all that.
Everything for $45.
Yep, exactly. And then
wow.
We also have add-ons if you want to add additional things and make the display even even better. But I think that's something we're going to continue to do. You know, I'm focused on fall right now, but our winter season is going to be the biggest and best we've ever had. We're really doing a huge Christmas slash holiday thing with the garden center with our new big enclosed area. So I'm excited for that. And I think every season we're going to start doing this front door package that, like you had asked me quickly if I like the season changes, and
yeah,
I love the season changes.
You do.
I mean, summer is hard to beat, but I was sitting outside last night, grilling, and I turned my fireplace on, and there was a little brisk in the air, and I'm just like, you know, there's something special.
You probably had sweat beads on your forehead. It wasn't that brisk.
Maybe it was. Yeah, it did get cool.
Did it?
Yeah, I mean, I turned the fire on, and it was a little bit cool out. So,
and the skies.
Actually, it was two nights ago.
Yeah, I think the autumn skies are beautiful. And Lawrence had said over the break, the harvest moon's coming up. So we'll talk more about that. We're going to take a break. You're listening to the Delmarva Potting Shed.
The following program is a paid commercial presentation. The comments, views, and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff, management, or advertisers of Delaware 1059.
It's a beautiful day here at East Coast Garden Center, and we're celebrating our Harvest Festival. We have a series of wonderful Saturday events. Today is our kickoff day, and so much is going on. Today is the first day of autumn. It's the September equinox, and that is officially 9:54 p.m. tonight. So we've got some little bit of summer left, and I'm hanging on to every hour of summer. And Lawrence had said the first moon, the first full moon, is called the harvest moon after September starts, or I mean autumn starts. So the first full moon, and that's coming up Monday. So because I woke up in the middle of the night, the moon was so bright, it was like a spotlight coming in.
Why didn't you close your eyes?
I could see it through my eyes.
Through your eyelids?
It was
wow,
pretty darn bright.
That's a bright light.
It was a nice, beautiful full moon. So I also attended the Delaware Nursery and Landscape Association meeting, and a lot's happening with them. They have programs for if you're in the industry, and Lawrence is pointing at me. I'm president of the Delaware Nursery and Landscape Association, but it is a wonderful association for people in the industry. And we also had teachers came because they are trying to develop curriculums that will enable the students to graduate and get a job. So they were asking us what we were looking for students.
Speaking of jobs, I know that you guys are trying to promote that through the Delaware Nursery and Landscape Association. We are actually hiring for a ton of positions here at RSC Landscaping and East Coast Garden Center. If you're interested in something for the fall, or you know, want to make a career in horticulture, we can basically provide you a job with anything that you might be interested in. If you're interested in the growing aspect, if you're interested in the retail and sales side, if you're interested in landscaping, we have positions all across the board in the horticulture industry, and we're definitely looking for strong individuals to help us grow our company.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, how would they get up with you, Chris, if they wanted that employment?
So you can apply online at rsclandscaping.com. You can also apply on Facebook, or you can come to our facility, RSC Landscaping.
Person, right?
Yep, we have an application that you can fill out. The address here is 30366 Cordry Road, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966. That's 30366 Cordry Road, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966. So we're in the process of hiring right now. So come in, fill out an application if you're looking for work, or spread the word if you know somebody that's looking for a career or job in landscaping or in the garden center or in growing.
It's a fascinating industry.
There's so much diversity. I think that's what's the coolest part about our business is every day you do something different.
Right. And I feel like on the landscaping side, fall's my favorite time to landscape. It's a little bit cooler.
Yeah.
You know, you can build up a sweat, but still a little bit cooler, so it's not as hot. We're doing a bunch of fun projects through the landscaping department. We have a lot of stuff going on this fall, so there's a ton of work, so we're definitely looking for people like you to come and join our team.
I thought maybe we'd do something crazy today, the three of us, and we'll get Lawrence involved too. We might do Amazing Not Amazing again. We haven't done it for weeks. Valerie gets really upset when I do Amazing because it takes time for her being on the air. But I was thinking maybe, Val, if you didn't mind, maybe we, I'm sure the listeners are missing it. Would you be that upset if we went ahead and did just one segment of Amazing, Not Amazing?
Maybe I'll go get a brat and I'll eat it while you're doing Amazing.
Oh, I knew you'd be leaving. See, she can't stand it. She can't stand it. So there's two topics. We're going to take a quick vote. Would you rather hear about slugs or crickets?
Crickets.
I guess I don't have a vote.
All right, you're done. So we'll start out if we get to the break and we have to come back. But it's going to be the kind of some true and false questions. The first question is it true or false that male crickets are the only ones that chirp? Lawrence said true.
I think true. I think it's part of their mating ritual.
Right, exactly. So males are the only ones that chirp, and they do it to attract a female, or they do it to fend off another male. Okay.
Yeah.
Next question.
What? Who chirps the loudest?
I guess. I don't know.
No, I mean, that's really what it is.
Think about the animal world.
You know, it's always the male that is the show on trying to attract the female.
That's
so
right.
It's definitely the loudest, and you know,
yeah.
For sure. All right. Next question. Male crickets make that sound by rubbing their back feet together. True or false?
True.
True. One true. False.
And false.
Two falses and a true.
Well, feet,
it's not the feet, it's the wings that they're rubbing together to make that sound. So if you always thought it was the back legs, but it's not. Crickets chirp at different rates depending on temperature. True or false?
True.
True?
True.
Three trues. Yep. The higher the temperature, the faster the rate that they do their wings.
There's a formula.
Here she goes. That's number eight.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish it up.
No.
You can't stand
it. I'm going to go get my brat.
No, you're not.
You are my brat.
Thank you. I like being your brat. Female crickets can lay up to how many eggs at one time? Just real wild 100.
Guess. 100.
That's a good guess. We got 100.
200.
200 is exactly right. Up to 200 eggs at one time.
Are you serious?
She Googled that.
Yeah, she definitely did. Okay, true or false? Crickets eat plants, but crickets also eat other insects. True or false?
I'm going true.
Two trues?
Yeah, I think they eat other insects.
You do?
Yeah.
You're all correct. They eat plants mainly, but they will feast on another insect on occasion. So I thought that was pretty interesting. True or false? Crickets can bite humans.
False.
Two falses.
I got something, but I thought it was them scratching me, so I don't know.
What
I'll
are you
say
doing?
Yes, that's true.
They do. They actually can bite humans. So if you see a cricket and you don't want to pick it up like Val does and make a pet out of it, you could get bitten.
I just
so
want
be
to
careful.
Look at it more closely.
Oh, I got you. All right, so Val talked about this. This is number seven. She always goes into my amazing, not amazing, looks ahead at what the questions are, and then acts like it was her idea. But we're going to say that they can tell temperature. And the way they tell temperature is count the number of chirps in 1 minute, divide by 4, and then add 40 to it, and it'll tell you the exact temperature. Do you know
that?
That's
crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that is amazing. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
My mother has never given me amazing.
No, but the crazy thing is I had Googled that.
Of course you have.
Years ago.
No, there's no way.
No, there's a cricket called the snowy. The snowy white cricket.
No,
and I had Googled it, and it has them singing on the –
What happens is I leave amazing, not amazing, where I sit every morning, and then she comes down an hour before I get up, looks at all the questions, and then Googles to try to outdo
me. Actually, years ago when Jake was my co-host, I had that on the radio. Okay,
we're going to have to get a safe and lock here. Amazing, not amazing.
Exactly. Okay, we have one more. No, we got a couple more, actually. We got three more. So who, if anybody gets this off the top of their head, I'll be very, very amazed. What is a group of crickets called?
Pod.
A pod? Okay, that's a good guess. Anybody else want to guess what a group of crickets is called?
And what are you going to do if
herd.
If we get it?
I'll go get you a free beer and a brat, and I'll serve it to you on my knees.
A symphony.
Nope, an orchestra.
See, she didn't cheat her up. Yeah, she cheated ahead. I knew she was going to do it. She's such a little cheater.
No, Chris.
An orchestra.
No, hold on. It was either Chris or Chance had to do.
Oh, here we go again.
It was a school project. Remember what a group of crows was? What
no.
a group of
must have been Chance. It wasn't me.
Yeah, no, that's because that was homework one night years ago.
Okay, so you remembered that from years ago. You didn't look ahead on my paper or anything to try to.
Definitely
if I,
did.
If I looked, I would have known orchestra.
No,
or
you
symphony.
Thought you
Which
did,
one is it?
It's orchestra. Okay, so most crickets live from how long?
Ooh.
What do you think a cricket lives, Chris? How long do you think a cricket lives?
A month.
That's a good guess. Lawrence says 6 months. Val?
It lives longer if it's outside and doesn't get stepped on.
See, she's trying to upstage me again. It's 30 to 90 days, so you guys are right on it. All right, last but not least, crickets tend to live completely alone and will fight one another when in close quarters. True or false?
True.
That sounds true.
It is true. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
So if you're a cricket.
Very territorial.
Yeah, they don't like you. They don't like you being their neighbor. So, well, thanks, Val, for looking ahead, trying to ruin amazing, not amazing again
that
this
was,
week.
That was very good. Maybe if we have time, we can do one on slugs, too, right?
We got one more segment after this one, I think, so if you want to.
Sounds good.
So you want to mention what's going on here today in case it was a late tuner-inner?
It will be a series of fall festivals, and today is our kickoff, and it's free beer and brats and a squash cooking demo at 1 o'clock. It's National Houseplant Week, and I want to talk more about the houseplants because we got a tractor trailer load of houseplants.
Yeah, we haven't even mentioned, and I got a little segment too on some problems with houseplants, so maybe we could do that the last segment.
Yeah, and then we've got all kinds of activities for children and families and people. Oh, and someone did, do we have time to go? They texted in. They said they have a willow tree with a leafy vine that surrounded the trunk and started along the branches. Is this bad for the tree? Okay, so this is not a, this is a gray area because if it's ivy can smother out a tree.
Correct.
We actually have started a climbing hydrangea up our tree, and that's beautiful. So it depends on how aggressive that vine is.
Well, some vines try to pull nutrients from trees too, and that becomes a problem. But if they live in conjunction with each other,
if it's a slower growth, like wisteria will probably kill the tree because it covers it, and then it can't get the photosynthesis.
Maybe
that
they
it
could
needs
send
to
you
produce.
In a picture, and then you can look at it.
They could send us a picture at info@rclandscaping.com or info@eastcoastgardencenter.com. Send a picture of it, and we'll identify the vine for you and let you know if it's harmful or not. And if you ever have any plant questions, you can send a picture in, and we'd be happy to help answer any questions for you.
And what about your newsletter? Because I like that.
Yeah, so we send out a monthly newsletter that I think is full with all different kinds of gardening, landscaping, plant information. It's a great source of information to let you know what's going on here. It's only once a month, so if you're interested in signing up for that newsletter, you can go to rclandscaping.com or eastcoastgardencenter.com, and there's an area that you can sign up for the newsletter. And I think it's great. If you like gardening or you like landscaping, or we even have the cocktail of the month, so it's all kinds of fun information that we send out once a month.
And it's easy reading. I mean, it's not long. You could just get probably 5 or 6 different topics you can learn about, and it's kind of goes along with what's happening in the season that the newsletter's coming out.
Yeah, it's current for what's going on in your landscape or your garden right now.
Well, let's talk about every day something new is coming in. You know, we got a new shipment of plants on Wednesday. We've got so many hard goods that have come in. And so we'll take a break, and when we come back, we can talk about some of the decorating and Christmas ideas that we have. You're listening to The Potting Shed. We'll be back.
Welcome back to the Del Marvo Potting Shed. It's a beautiful fall day here. We got a ton going on. And right before the break, we were talking about some of our new products that we had coming in. And one of the ones I'm really excited about is our houseplant line.
And we're going to talk about houseplants. But we've got a caller on the line, so we'll answer the call. He's been waiting patiently through the break. Good morning. You're listening to the Del Marvo Potting Shed.
Hey, good morning. I'm the fellow that texted a little while ago about the willow tree in my yard with a vine coming up.
Oh, great. Okay. Is it a very aggressive vine?
Well, it's thick. I'll say that. You can't see the lower part of the trunk for the vine.
So the one thing about vines...
It's spread all across the ground underneath the tree, too.
Is there any chance you could send a picture to us so we could take a peek at it?
Yeah, I was apparently in a bad spot to receive the station. Just when you started talking about it, the station went fuzzy. So all I caught was maybe you guys said it depends.
Yeah, well, there's certain vines that aren't going to hurt your tree, and there's other vines that are very aggressive and invasive. So if there's any chance you could send over a picture or bring a picture into the garden center, I'm sure somebody here could identify it, and then we could give you the real thing that you should or shouldn't do based on what variety of plant that happens to be.
Because some are pretty. We actually have a climbing hydrangea starting up our tree, but that's a slow enough grower that they can live together comfortably. But if it's a wisteria, that will overtake the tree and block out the sunlight. And when the tree doesn't have the ability to photosynthesize, it's not going to live.
Right, and that's what I was concerned with. I was thinking about kind of just chopping it off down near the trunk, you know, above the trunk, so that it still looks pretty but doesn't take over.
Yeah, and that's another thing. If it's aggressive but you can keep it under control and you like the looks, that's another option.
Okay, well, I'll definitely get a picture over to you folks. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for listening. All right, so Chris, we were talking about houseplants.
Yeah, so those of you who haven't been here recently, we have converted the Cordry Center into our interior garden area. So we've done a lot with houseplants. We have the most houseplants now that we ever have. And I think houseplants are really making a comeback. I think it can add, you know, the beauty to your home, but also the health benefits to your home. So we have a whole different whole line of all different kinds and sizes of houseplants. We have some finished containers that are just grab and go. They're already planted up and you can bring them into your house. And we have a whole line of awesome interior containers if you want to plant your room.
And then this is a time too to think about bringing in your tropicals.
You know, we should do a segment on that, Val, because it is getting
next week.
You definitely give them the steps they should consider.
Once the nighttime temperatures get to about 50, it's time to really think about bringing them in if you want to save your hibiscus or your mandevilla or some of the plants that you have outside. Plus, you probably have your interior plants outside because they like to go outside in the summertime.
All our clivia are outside. All our orchids are outside. So you got to make sure that you're diligent about getting them in at the right time.
And we just got a new shipment of orchids in, too. There's some beautiful orchids blooming. I'm looking across the room at the orchids.
I thought you were looking at me. Sorry.
And pottery, because when you bring your plants in, some plants you probably had planted in the ground, so you want going to dig them up and put them in some new fresh soil.
Isn't there some kind of discount if you buy a houseplant today?
That's right. What is it? I forget now.
If you buy a houseplant, you get 20% off any container, so it's a great way to save some money on a awesome container and, you know, get your houseplant planted.
So if I bought a houseplant, I can buy any container I want. Doesn't have to fit that particular plant, and you get 20% off?
Correct.
Yeah, that's a pretty darn good deal.
Because usually we don't put pottery on sale,
but
I guess, is that just for today or?
I think it's for this week. I'm not sure, though.
I got you.
Definitely today.
Right.
So there's some new beautiful pottery that's come in. And how about the pictures that we saw? They have beautiful pictures that you can hang outside, and they're weather-resistant, rain-resistant. So if you have an area outside you want to decorate with a beautiful picture, we have that. And some interesting – the metal art. You bought yourself a present.
Yeah, we went to a show in Chicago and found this metal art, and it's actually containers and different things like that that you can put right outside or on your patio, and they're beautiful and they're really unusual. So
tell the listeners what you got for yourself.
There was a big sailboat, and I potted up with interior house plants and brought it home, and it's sitting on our counter in our breakfast area, and it's beautiful, and I really love looking at it.
Yeah, and it's and I think that's kind of a new trend. You used to have one houseplant in a pot, but now they're doing mixed containers with houseplants, and that's a really pretty look, and that's what you did.
Right. Well, I think we only got like a minute left, so Chris, you want to remind everybody what we're doing here today?
Yeah, we have a lot going on today, so make sure that you come out and visit us. We have free beer and brats. It's the kickoff to our Harvest Festival. We have all kinds of activities for kids. We have hay rides. We have paint a rock. We have a pallet maze. We have the playground. We have pumpkin bowling, pumpkin putt-putt. We have the corn crib. We have a ton of stuff going on. We also have an awesome haunted house that you can come and enjoy. And it's just going to be a really fun day. So make sure that you come out and visit us. This is the first of every Saturday through October 20th, where we each weekend we have a new theme and new things going on. But we also have all those things I mentioned that you can do every weekend. So make sure you come and visit us. It's really feeling like fall out here. So if you need any fall plant material or fall decor or just plants for your landscape, make sure you come and visit us.
And I just saw Clint walk by. He's in charge of the hay ride, so he was probably getting a quick hot dog in between rides. I think today would be a great day for a hay ride.
Yeah, definitely.
Have a great week. And Muhammad Ali said, don't count the days, make the days count. See you next week.